Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome into chatting with Dr. Frieda about Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi is one politician who I have absolutely no use for. Listeners feel the same way. I'm really not sure how Nancy Pelosi continues to get elected. What's your initial opinion, Frieda? And then let's have a conversation.
Well, you know, she's a fraud. She gets elected because she says what she thinks will get her elected. She's somebody who sits in a white in a castle in her house where people in poverty are living in tents, and she hasn't done anything about it. That's because there aren't any votes involved. If there were, maybe she would change her mind. She went to Ukraine because it was politically something that would help her. Biden is her puppet. She wanted to continue to have the Democratic Party. It got Sanders out so Biden could be in. And she continues to do things that are underhanded, where Cortez gave a hate speech about Jews and about corruption in the United States and about capitalism. And, you know, she should actually go back to her country if she doesn't like America, but that's not what she was told. And if you remember that Nancy was grimacing in the background, smiling, she was happy about it. So who is Nancy really? Nancy is someone who once has a political agenda for political gains. She has not spoken against her father, who discriminated against blacks and racism, against housing, against the banks lending them money. So all this has been her background. But Nancy is playing it very safe because politically she could never, ever go to that place. She is helping people with discrimination, and she is trying to showcase the fact that she's supporting black people, people of color. She is supporting minorities. That is her agenda, but it's not her authentic feelings. It's her political agenda. She can't really trust what she says because it's all to get reelected. It's all to get people back on the House, in the White House, for the votes. And that's very sad.
You know, Frieda, the thing that scares me about Pelosi is I have a couple of very close friends who live probably about two blocks away from her. And yes, she does have a very, very nice home in San Francisco. I believe it's in the Cow Hollow neighborhood, which has some gorgeous homes in it. The thing that scares me about her is she represents an area that is actually incredibly dangerous to go into. My wife and I, the last time we went to San Francisco, were both physically accosted. We were told by the cable car driver on a cable car that we were riding not to get off at a certain stop because it was a dangerous area. I find it very difficult that a city that Tony Bennett defines as I left my heart in San Francisco. I've been going to San Francisco since I was 14 years old. Back in those days, it was an absolutely marvelous city. Today, I wouldn't even get off an airplane in San Francisco, and that's the area that Pelosi represents. Don't you find that to be just a little bit disconcerting?
I think it's extremely interesting that they can get away with this, that they could cover this. You know, it's like the white elephant in the room. It's so obvious. It's there, and they'll do anything not to talk about it. But here's the concern. Why isn't she using her political agendas to make that difference?
I would have to say personally because she's power hungry. Do you agree with that?
Well, she's more than power hungry. I agree with you all the way. She's somebody who's vicious. She's so blatantly obvious about the opponents and how she feels about them. I mean, I'll never forget when she tore up those papers in back of Donald Trump when he was speaking. And I thought to myself, can she really get away with this? She got away with it. I don't get it. It's almost as if she's the president and she can do whatever she wants to do. She makes up her own rules. And today I wonder, behind Biden, who's a puppet anyway, as we all know, in the White House, how much say does she really have as well? People don't seem to put her in her place. She's had such longevity in office that they almost look at her as if she's the president. And that's pretty scary, because her agenda in politics sometimes leans more towards socialism than capitalism. We have to be really careful what our country represents in the future, because this is the greatest country, but can it remain that if we have somebody who is always in the back seat having her own political gains? We have to really be careful what she says and why she's saying it, and how much of that interest for us does she really have.
I really have to wonder sometimes how Biden never got elected to the executive office. I really wonder about that. I'm reading the book about written by the New York author about his son. His son is a total loser. His son is a drug addict, according to this book, etc., etc. Doesn't that say something about the Biden-Pelosi philosophy that's pretty scary, about a philosophy that could conceivably control the United States of America?
What's scary about it is it's so blatant, it's so obvious, that it's right in front of us and they're still getting away with it. You know, Hunter is somebody that has not been addressed yet, that his father received money through this, although it wasn't in his name.
Right.
We have to look at that, that this Hunter who took all this money, who didn't even have the knowledge of what he was doing, what was that all about? Is it possible that it was political, that they would have political gains?
Of course.
You know, so obviously, you know, what is this person who's corrupt? Here is somebody who, Pelosi, who put down Donald Trump as being corrupt, and look who she's with right now. What he did was much more obvious than anybody could have thought. We're talking about millions of dollars that he helped to get his son this position. And he also gained from this as well. And I can guarantee you there's some account somewhere that he has hidden somewhere that's money waiting for him. And that's going to be uncovered if we have a Republican president. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Of course it is. Frieda, let me just say one thing. Since this is on the radio, we have a clock that we have to adhere to. We've got 1 minute left here. Tell me in 1 minute, are you concerned about the future of America?
I am 100% concerned about the future of America. If we go in this direction, we're doomed. We have been number one, and we can't acquiesce to somebody who has lower standards than we have had for this type of lifestyle that we have had and protected our freedom. They're not protecting our freedom. They're protecting their political point of views so they can be reelected. That's about all. No, our country is going downhill as we speak.
Well, we have to keep putting the word out as we're doing right now, Dr. Birnbaum, and I appreciate your opinion on this. I agree 1,000%. There's no question about that. 1,000%. Frieda, thank you so much for your time.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.